Please join me in welcoming Paul Barrer and Fred Tackett of Little Feet. And their friends. Welcome.
Good to be in the neighborhood. Thank you. Man, it's so good to see so many of y'all out on a freezing night like this.
A bitter night.
If I knew the lyrics to Cold, 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 I would start the show with it. That's one of Sean's songs. We'll have to get on with something else here.
Guitar up a little bit in the morning.
You know, about, I guess it was about 6-7 years ago, I got sick and tired and totally fed up with country line dancing. You know what I mean? I was thinking to myself, we need a new dance. We need a new dance step, something to get them people out of their cowboy hats and their boots.
Some lame, lame, lame stuff.
Yeah. It needs a little something to go sideways for it, you know. Not this.
Some wiggle.
Yeah, something we'll put a little wiggle on. So we came up with this thing called the Cajun Rage, which is basically kind of a version of the Dog Lines, if anybody's old enough to remember doing Dog Lines. It's kind of dirty dancing that they didn't put in the movie. And you all can actually participate in this if you can all say, oh yeah. Can you say, oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
man. Well, I think you'll get the picture here. Down in Louisiana, a way it happened to you. Your family just said her name was Hannah. She said, do you know we do it to and fro? I'm backwards and forwards, it's all the same, just like you say my name. And then she shake it, I can't mistake it, the way she moves, you know, good poetry. Shake it for me. City put teacher in. Come on, come on, come on, won't you dance with me? Oh yeah. And do the Cajun Rage.
What you call it?
The Cajun Rage.
Oh yeah.
The Cajun Rage.
What you say?
The Cajun Rage.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't shoot Fandango, but that's the kind of thing I call a Cajun. And it's incantations. I gone downtown, state to state, right across the nation. You just take a move, you get the rhythm and blues. You put your one foot down, back your bottom around to that rhythm sound. It gets you shaking, it keeps you aching. Or when you do it, you grasp your poetry. Shake it for me. Teach me, come on, come on, come on, won't you dance with me? Oh yeah, and do the Cajun Rage.
What you call it?
Cajun Rage.
Oh yeah,
I say the Cajun Rage.
What you say?
The Cajun Rage.
Oh yeah,
you put your belly in the rum, but that's the kind of summer going Cajun. So fine,
So say you can't do that in a cowboy hat, but a hoe without a honey, let's cut the jam. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
The Cajun Ray,
what you call it?
The Cajun Ray.
Oh yeah,
the Cajun Ray,
what you say?
The Cajun Ray. Shift and dangle, that's the kind of tango. Look, you better eat it, rubber, that's the kind of the summer night. Hip shake and bop, that's the kind of rock and nothing. New lamb body, you know, that's gotta be the case. That's the monkey.
Oh,
if you walk right in off the street, you can get some dirt out of your feet. Mama bang a man, you do your seat, but the benefit is short and sweet. I won't find no aid to pay. Mama never ever could cook it that way. She's all on the sheep and see. No one ever seen. Get your gumbo. A mighty red gumbo. It's the only way she can go. Now if the blue man go more, go fast. With the heads of shells, they in the scotch. Sons of ruin, living rats. One gallon shellfish stuck all over the man. This gumbo is made to only a two-ton of garlic. Just can't be stuck. Mama's got to fall in the best of the blow. Yeah, he's a man like a best of a no. Get your gumbo. A mighty red gumbo. It's the only way you can go. Now let me burn that gumbo. Can't go, no corn, no blue. And this ain't the place to go. Looking for me still, yeah. But baby, like a little tin, it should be nice. If you think you can save this much, she gets your gumbo. A mighty red gumbo. Well, the people come from miles around. Dig what mama's putting down. Everybody knows her name. She is the Seaford Hall of Fame. I got to get that recipe. It believes the death of me. You might spy my sneak a look in the mama's putting. Here's a gumbo. A mighty red gumbo. It's the only way she can go. It's a red gumbo.
it's about food, I should have brought canned food on to me. Actually, I think the last time I played in Woodstock was with canned fish.
If you could put just a little more of this mandolin in my monitor, it would be a wonderful thing.
While Little Feet's home sleeping, Fred and I are out here entertaining America. Freezing our asses off. Having a good time, I must say, though. We started our own label a little while back called Hot Tomato Records, and we just put out our first studio record called Kicking It at the Barn. It's actually Fred's barn. It's actually a shack.
Little Feet World Headquarters.
That's right. Little Feet World Headquarters.
That's right.
Nice shot.
It's up in Topanga. It's nice. Can't get any cellular service. It's perfect.
Is that right? I understand that's the case here.
Really?
Yeah, that's what makes it nice.
Well, in any event, let me get back to the story. We were sitting up at the barn, Fred and I, picking and grinning, and more grinning than picking usually. But we came up with a couple of songs, and we'd like to do one of them for you right now. This is a Before we read the Da Vinci Codes, we wrote this song.
That's right.
And the only clue I can give you is that Hamburger Mary is...
Yeah. Everything I do gon' be funky Sweet Jedi, he's gonna die. Yes, I do. You got a cold. Oh,
another song. We're going to take a little break so y'all can get some more hot cocoa and tea and step out on the patio or something.
For a breath of fresh air.
This we commonly refer to as that damn chicken song. Thank you.
Shackles bound in chains.
I said Tennessee, Tennessee.
Tennessee Jet, Tennessee Lamb. Yeah. been a year since you ran away. Guess that guitar player sure can play. She's always handy with a song. She always likes to sing along.
Started as I flew, Fred was vacationing in Arkansas. Actually, he's got a house down there, and he was watching the pipes explode or something.
Yeah, it's like it was 8 degrees, you know.
See, now that's cold.
It's cold.
But we're down in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I fly into Fort Smith, Arkansas, and at the same time, they're doing the Simple Life reunion show. At the Holiday Inn there that I'm staying in, and I'm going, well, this is weird. But it wasn't as weird as seeing Paris Hilton stroll through the lobby with a, you know, wearing this pink outfit and had a dog with a pink outfit on. And, man, I'll tell you, what is we getting into here? Then I think, you know, Little Feet could use some publicity. And Richie Hayward, our drummer, is not married. So I'm thinking I'm going to promote getting Richie and Paris married for 55 hours. And maybe we, you know. You know what I'm talking about? And that's a 55-hour and $100 million worth of publicity right there.
Tell me, brother.
Richie doesn't know this yet, though. So I leave Paris's name at the guest list, you know, at the gig. And she don't show up.
Find somebody to take care of the dogs?
Don't show up, man. Well, I was kind of broken hearted, but then I thought, well, I'll just pitch this song to Fox if they do Simple Life too. So this is for Paris and the other girl.
Nature in the blue. sweet love and give it me. Sometimes it's a give it me. Oh, give it me. Got a kid in the state about 9 years long, 32 and that's what I live. The happy song is a give it me. Oh, give it me. Come on,
so crazy in my life. He's got a chair over Guinness Town.
It's a six pack. It's a guitar. Thank you.
I love it when the crowd works with you, you know?
I found my groove. 1967 and on the river. As my time and I was satisfied, oh, till that situation took me by surprise. Now there's a two-train running on that line. One train leaving the other, say, friend of mine. Don't
Thank you. This is my good friend, that's actually our very good friend, is Laurel Massé, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Krista, you're known forever.
Thank you.
I have to introduce her because some of y'all are so high you thought this was Sean Murphy. Well, no, this is Laurel Massé, who I met a long, long time ago. I think we were playing at Max's Kansas City.
You were.
And you were playing with a band called the Manhattan Transfer.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why she sings so good. Just before that, I met this guy. Right after I joined Lofi, we went in to record Dixie Chicken. And Fred had this song that we put on Dixie Chicken called Fool Yourself. That was the first time I met up with Fred. We were doing a session together.
That's right. Damn, and here we are 30-some years later. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought we would have made it to 30 years? How am I going to read that? I'll just kind of blur you. Look out, child, you're bound to change. Can't stay the same. 'Cause if you keep on singing the same old lines, you're gonna look around you, find your friends out of time.
You might say you ain't got a hold
mouth say you can only fool yourself. I said, fool yourself. Website, but we got this trip coming up at the end of the month here. We go to Jamaica, and we're going to take over this resort, and our fans come and take the rooms, and we do a Paul and Fred show, and there's a couple of full band shows, and people do like clinics.
Clinics. I like clinics. You know?
I do a golf tournament. They do clinics. You know what I mean? And in Jamaica, it's really hard to read putts on that grass. So in any event, we're going to do this song now that mentions weed in it, so it kind of... it segues into the Jamaican national anthem, which I hope I can get you all to sing along on. Thank you, brother. Free Tommy Chong, I'm with you. Hey, what kind of shit is that, John Ashcroft? Putting a guy away for a glass pipe he don't even use. Is this going on the radio? So in any event, we'll get to the Jamaican national anthem. I'll let you know what it is, and we'll all sing it together. It'll be great. You can even fire it up if you want. And you're digging me. Kicked by the wind, right by the sleet, and my head's no good, but I'm still on my feet now, I'm still right here in Woodstock, and I'm having fun. Smoke some folks from Mexico, made by the sun, every time I go to Mexico. And I may run to some to come get to have you been a toe on the ball in every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back roads, I wouldn't get away.
I bet you're just amazed that I can keep track of how many.
It's brilliant.
This is where we're going to do the Jamaican national anthem. I mean, the Jamaicans don't know it, but they should, and it should be their national anthem.
We don't watch no football.
Kind of gives Super Bowl a whole new meaning, doesn't it?
Room service reefer.
Yeah, brother. I gotta tell you, we're gonna do these next couple songs because I love them, first of all, but this area is the place that it all got started, and this was, I thought, the world's greatest American band ever, called The Band.
Coming in the middle, walking.
gonna take me down and down. I'm out back in St. Louis, I never leave this town. So get up back to Missouri, you know she's the only one. I'm in the hills, the guys for everyone. I take a load off, baby. I take a load for free. Stairway to Freebird, which is dope. it's wonderful. Of course, he flips everybody off at it when he sings. And they're building a stairway to Freebird. You can't get away with that in the South, can you? I joined Little Feet, and that was like the best time. Because I get to meet all these wonderful people like Laurel and this other wonderful redheaded folk singer. And she and I got pretty friendly, actually. We actually lived together for a little while, and then we, up here about 6 months of living together, and she was making a record, and I was working with Little Feet, and we was like fighting like cats and dogs. We broke up, and then I went off on my own. I wrote this song, and I went back to her, and I don't want to mention any names. So I says, hey, Bonnie, I wrote this song about you. And I play it for her, and she goes, it's really nice. Kind of bluesy, kind of groovy. Why don't you get Feet to do it? So I wrote it for you. In any event, I played it for Lowell, and he looked at me and went, that sucks. True story. So I make a demo of the song. And the engineer that we had at the time, Mr. George Massenberg, great cat, he's constantly like whistling the hook to Lowell. Lowell finally says, what is that song? And he plays in the demo. And Lowell all of a sudden falls in love with it, and we record it, and we use John Hall here from Woodstock and everything. I mean, it was a great recording, and then he decided he was going to re-record it and make it a single, spend $80,000. Warner Brothers was good then. You can spend $80,000 on a single that never comes out. But in any event, when we got this Hotcakes and Outtakes thing, and we put that out, yeah. They found the demo of it, and they put it on there. And I listened to it, and I went, you know, this sucks. This next song is the first one I ever wrote all by myself. I was living with Lowell and I took it to the band and they thought, man, this is cool. Now this is cool. Now you got something that's cool. And I said, well, I don't have a title. And Sam Clayton, our percussionist, says,
Call it Skin It Back.
I said, okay, Sam, I give up. Why should I call it Skin It Back?
Don't matter.
I say, what do I tell my mom? He didn't answer that. This is our new Wyndham Hill recording called Tune In.
Guitar thing was the first movement.
Huh?
The little guitar crash was the first movement.
Yeah, that's good. I like the crash.
This is the little middle section.
Epiphones like beatings. They do. They're into beatings. I mean, they're like the Timex of all guitars, you know? I mean, they take a licking and they just keep on ticking. I love it.
Keep on picking.
They fly it. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't want to get it.
I got it. Keep on picking. That's badass. Finger picking. Did I tell you all Fritz from Arkansas? And I'm from Hollywood, man. Go figure. So he comes to me one day and he says, we're going to write a song about a girl named Eula. You like that girl? Or you know that girl?
See what I'm telling you, son?
Well, in Hollywood, there ain't nobody named Eula. So I'm thinking he's putting me on. But no, he actually points it out to me in a William Faulkner novel. Yeah.
Remember the movie Summer in Smoke? You know?
Sure.
You.
Yeah. So, of course, we write a song and then we base it on Little Feet, actually, the Little Feet curriculum, which is, you know, sex references and drug references. Pretty much it, right? When you think about it.
Basically.
Nothing like a little double entendre.
Everybody loves you. I love you too, yeah. Honey, I want you to.
everybody loves you. You love, I love you too, yeah. You love, honey, want to tease me. Don't hang on till I can't let it go.
Box of CDs, Paul and Fred CDs, and I'm gonna hang out up here. If y'all want to get one, come on up and grab one. Be nice to meet y'all anyway. But just remember, you might be old when your hair turns gray.
Yeah.
But you ain't old if it falls away.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you when you're old.
Tell me when.
When your mind makes a promise that your body can't fill.
Thank you.
Nazbug number 7.
Yeah!